Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Kyle Hamilton met with the media as the Ravens count down to their Week 2 meeting with Cincinnati.
Yeah, I mean, those are two guys who it's hard to make up for. They're two of the best in our league, and you don't just come across guys like that very often. But I think we challenge ourselves every day, and our coaches harp on it in practice, that everybody has to be ready to play. They preach if you're in there, you're a starter. So I think guys like Gino and Ronald Darby, who we brought in, Rock Yassin, Lamar Salty because I took his spot on the podium. yeah, I mean, everybody's ready to play at any point, so. Yeah, to your latter part, I think we can get a lot better with it, myself included. I feel like that was the first time the starters got live bullets, and like we didn't play in preseason and stuff like that. And hitting people, taking hits in the game, you get a little more tired, and it's a little harder to communicate. And there's those stressful times in games where maybe we get a call late or there's a communication error, and safeties have to relay it to DBs who are coming back from covering a go route and stuff like that. It's just little nuances of the game that will get ironed out. But I think we did a good job overall. Not really any busted plays or anything like that. No balls over our head last week. So just try to do more of the same.
Kyle, with 8 months of perspective, what did you take away from that last game in Cincinnati last year? Obviously, a disappointing ending, but especially on defense, you guys had a lot of good stuff.
Yeah. I mean, ending the last year, it was low-key mid. Obviously, we want to win a Super Bowl every year, and pretty mid result last year, but this year trying to make it a W. And, you know, we've played these guys two of our last three games, going to be three out of the last four. So getting familiar with them, and, you know, they're a good team, and we're going in there with a good game plan and just got to execute, and we'll come out on top. Yeah, he's super disciplined in the way he plays. He takes what he can get, and the great ones do that. He's very good at knowing what you're in and what you're if you're not holding your looks very well, he's gonna dice you up. So we gotta be disciplined in our looks and try to make it a little cloudy for him, not make it a clear picture. But yeah, like you said, he's a great quarterback, and it's a big challenge for us. And they have weapons all over the field. So, but like I said earlier, I think we have the guys to do it and contain it, and hopefully go out there and get a dub.
Kyle, what's your approach as a player? Do you, the game, the playoffs that linger, does it drive you? Is it something that is like on your mind? Do you ready to play these guys? Do you flush it? How do you think about that?
Yeah, playoff game was, let's say it's September, so what, 8 months ago? And obviously nothing we can do about that now, and we got another opportunity, thankfully, coming up to right that wrong. And I think it's more of for myself, be where your feet are kind of deal, and get better from what you messed up in the past. But you always have opportunity in front of you, and just take advantage of it.
Kyle, you've only been, it's your second year, but did you sense maybe those Bengals games last year was a little chippier than your average NFL game you play on Sunday? Do you feel like there's lingering kind of rivalry, bad blood there at all?
Yeah, I mean, and like I was saying earlier, be where your feet are. But at the same time, we've got to appreciate the past and understand the rivalry that goes into playing at Cincinnati and playing in the AFC North in general. All four teams are what I would say rivals. And there's a pretty gritty understanding within the whole division. And you got to be a certain kind of player to play on all four of these teams. So I think we take that mentality in every division game and every other game as well, but especially division games because they feel a little more like you got a little edge on your shoulder, chip on your shoulder going into there. And last year, there were a couple of games that were pretty important. You know, the first game we played them last year was a week after the whole DeMar Hamlin thing happened. And that was a little heavy going in there and just understanding what we're playing for and sacrifices that go into and how hard we play. And then second game, going to the playoff game, obviously big implications on that. So this game two in the season, it's hard to look down the line and see the impact of it, but this is a pretty big game for us early in the year. It's a good test.
Kyle, I don't know how much time you've got one film on offense, but it seems like it was a lot of disguise coverages, changing up the picture, pre-snap, post-snap.
Mm-hmm.
Did it feel like there were certain things that they took from how you guys played Joe Burrow last year?
I mean, every defense varies, person to person, team to team. I know there's also some egos involved with DC taking other DC's plays, stuff like that, kind of believing their own stuff. But at the same time, I feel like we execute what we go out there and do differently than a lot of people, and it's hard to replicate. I mean, last week the Browns did a good job. They were physical and stuff like that, but it's not much about what the Browns do. It's not going to have an impact on Sunday. You know, they're going to be motivated to come in home opener and play a division rival, and they want to get a win too. So we have to go in, play our best football, and get a win. Yeah, Daryl Worley included. We all play probably too much video games together, a lot of Call of Duty. So we go through some arguments on the game, so we can definitely handle each other out here. But, I mean, in the locker room, in the lunchroom, during lunch, everything, it kind of feels like we're all brothers, all come from different backgrounds. I'm probably 12 years younger than some guys in the locker room, but we all feel like we're kind of the same. And that also stems with the DB room, a bunch of different guys. But like I said, Gino, D-World, everybody else in the room included, it's a kind of a one family, one unit kind of thing. One guy goes down, it sucks for him, praying for him, but at the same time, it's another opportunity for another guy to prove what he can do. So I'm excited for everybody, and Lamar's kicking me off the stand, so I got it. Appreciate it.
Thank you.